And a few from Opua. All right, so here's David.
Yeah, all your yachts are going to be making your own weather system as you go along there. All right, good morning. Well, the big day, I guess. I'm going to leave New Zealand for many of you, most of you, it sounds like. Now, as you've checked out, I'm sure, but Sea Area Colville is going to be shifting to Southwest 15, if it hasn't already. Brett looks like Southwest about 10 and a bit, rising to westerly about 15. I expect a few showers this morning. And remember that we have a complex trough that's going to be approaching New Zealand from the northwest later in the week. Another trough that's going to come through probably on the Tuesday time frame. Anyway, departure winds. Up around 33 south today, we're looking at westerlies. I know nobody's there now, but that's what it is. But just to give you an idea, southwest at 30 south and southerlies at 25 south. It's going to be similar on Sunday. Now, Monday, we've got a high that's going to move just to the north of New Zealand. So winds at 32 south should be light southwesterlies. At 27 south, south-southwest to possibly south-southeast if you're going to Fiji or Tonga. If you're going to New Caledonia, west to west northwest at 30 south. Now Tuesday, everybody should be probably near 30 south. UK Met has got pretty light air at 30 south. Westerly quadrant winds heading to Fiji. However, some northwesterlies if heading to New Caledonia. And that's as a funnel band extends from just west of New Zealand, and it goes northwest toward Hervey Bay. So that little funnel band is going to cause those winds to shift a little bit heading to New Cal. Now by Wednesday, near 27 south, for the Fiji and Tonga yachts, you'll be looking at light southerlies, southerly quadrant. Not necessarily due south, so give or take on that. Those going to New Caledonia at 25 south will be looking at light southeast winds, probably 10 to 12 knots, and northwesterlies closer to 30. So at 25 south, the wind shift to southeast, but at 30 south, you still will have northwesterlies. Okay, now, the New Cal yachts, listen up on this. Now, looking at the EC model on Thursday of this week, now that's showing northwest winds about 10 to 15 knots, and that's from 25 south to Grande Terre. Now, that's on Thursday. Most of you should probably be up around there by now, 25 south. Now, just to the west of that, of the run line, there are very strong southwesterlies, so you don't want to be there. Southwesterlies, 25 knots plus, a lot of wind. So if you can, stay east of the rum line. Now that also happens to be a frontal boundary. Now it's going to go through the rum line area pretty quickly. So by Friday, the winds are going to shift to the south, roughly the south. Going to be 20 knots in the mean between 25 south and Grande Terre. Now this is very good news. Now an earlier GFS run, that was last night, showed a depression developing midweek near New Cal and then affecting the cruising route. When I saw that and when I looked at the upper levels, I didn't see any support for it. Jet was a little bit too far south, and there was a shortwave trough, all right. The shortwave trough did not extend up high enough to support what GFS was thinking about. So, in fact, that isn't what happened. So, as of the latest GFS run this morning, the low is just not there. It's gone. So, very, very good news. So, now I've got six models that are in general agreement for this passage right through Friday of the coming week. Now, if the frogs do remain consistent, honestly, your patience in waiting to depart, I think, will have paid off. This is going to be one of the better windows in the last month. The only fly in the ointment are the yachts going to New Cal, and that's that short duration northwest winds on the Thursday time frame. So apart from that, a darn good passage, I think. Okay, we'll look at the big picture now. Early this morning, we find a high in the western Tasman, a depression just north-northeast of New Zealand, the remains of which are sliding east. That depression and associated front are giving the boats that aren't quite to Minerva a lot of hassle. Again, this was forecast. Another high lies east of New Zealand. Pretty strong, central pressure 1032. Now, the New Zealand low extends a trough pretty much up the date line, and it arcs to Vanuatu. And as I mentioned, the massive cloud is affecting the yachts just about to Minerva Reef, and it actually affects Minerva as well. But the axis of the trough is to the west. Now, the Solomons have a moderately active trough, as does Tuvalu and Tokelau. Another trough runs right across Rotuma, then across Wallace, Samoa, and then on toward the southern Cooks. So back to Minerva Reef. At 5 a.m. this morning, it is under some convective cloud activity from that trough from New Zealand. Satellite imagery shows the reef to be just on the edge of that band itself. Cloud, though, if you look up and look at the cloud, I'm pretty sure you'll see it moving northwest to southwest. Northwest to southeast. And that is caused by flow at 700 millibar. And that's about the level of the main part of the cloud itself. So if it's not, if the ceiling isn't too low, you might be able to see this. Now, scatterometer lens, this is the microwave satellite, at 0502 this morning, that's when the swath came through, shows northeast winds at Minerva of 15 to 20 knots. Of course, it shows stronger winds to the south, north-northeast 25, gusting 30 to 35. But back to Minerva. Sunday, the trough axis, I think it's going to cut through 24 and 179 west. And that's going to cause the winds to back to the north-northwest at Minerva, still pretty light at 10 to 15 knots. Now, many of you have said you wanted to depart Minerva on Monday. That looks all right. I see winds southeast 10 to 15 knots. Actually, nice, gentle trades develop, and that's thanks to a 1024 high that'll be just north-northwest of New Zealand. Now, these winds stay southeast all the way up to Kindabu or Tongatapu, wherever you're going. Virtually the same conditions for Tuesday, so we've got two very, very good days for this short run. So, those of you today that are not quite to Minerva, you poor people, will find yourselves certainly caught up in the New Zealand trough. Again, active cloud runs from 24 south down to 30 south, runs from 178 east to 175 west. So there's showers in there, there's squalls in there, and like I said, the scatterometer indicated winds north-northeast 25, gusting 30. And of course, those are the annoying direction winds, northerly quadrant. Real pain in the neck to get to Minerva. However, relief on Sunday, the winds are going to shift to a southerly quadrant as the frontal band changes location. So hang in there, Aradana, and any of the other boats that are getting beat up trying to get north. Okay, a quick look now at the islands. Tonga could expect some cloudy periods today. There'll be some isolated showers, winds. Later, should be east-northeast, about 15 to 20. Veering on Sunday to east-southeast, around 15 knots. Very light air on Monday. The winds look like east to northeast, right around 10 knots. Pretty good weather for Tonga. Fiji, well, they could expect mostly fine weather. The usual showers over the eastern parts of the big islands, pretty normal stuff. Sunday may see an increase in shower activity. Winds today, though, easterly is 15 knots in the Lau, and I would say east to northeast to the west. Sunday looks like east to east-southeast winds in most areas, and they'll be around 15 knots. And for our loss, southeast winds around 15, partly cloudy today with a few showers. Sunday, we could see east-southeast winds, still about 15 knots, and a chance of more showers for Sunday. Vanuatu, the New Zealand trough reaches the southern islands, so expect scattered cloud and showers for the southern group. It looks pretty clear from Port Vila northward. Winds southeast in the 15-knot range, few areas of 20 knots. Sunday, southeast, 15 to 20. New Caledonia, wind-wise, a beautiful day. The southern lagoon, south-south-southeast, 10 to 15. Southerly at Ile de Pan. Just north of Noumea, southeast winds about 15 knots. And virtually the same thing on Sunday. East to east-southeast, about 10 to 12. You know, it doesn't get much better than that. Monday, we may see winds back a wee bit, maybe to the east-northeast on Monday. Now, in Nucal, when you're close in to Grande Terre, you get a lot of sea breeze activity. Early morning, the winds tend to flow down from the hills, and you see a lot of northerly quadrant winds. And conversely, in the afternoon, the winds go the other way, head toward the hills. So when I give the winds for Nucal, that's pretty much in the open lagoon. So be aware of that. That's all I've got. Any questions, comments, whatever, come in.
Nothing heard so far. There's greetings from Gypsy Heart in the US to everybody. Anybody with any questions anywhere, please call. Any relays, actually I'll get Ron, if you could wander back to the radio, Ron, if you would mind giving a call to anybody who needs a relay to Gulf Harbour Radio, that would be good.
This is Fulgrim. Any relay to Gulf Harbour Cafe?
Clear, Leah?
Yeah, good morning, Leah. How can we help you?
Just checking in. We have been off the radio for a little bit, but just checking in and good to hear
over. Roger, I'll pass that off to Gulf Harbour.
Yeah, I got that one. Good morning to you guys. We wondered where you were, but that doing whereabouts in Vanuatu are you at the moment? Over.
Actually, we were a little delayed in Nucal with some repairs, so we are underway right now, but we will be, we're coming toward Vila every day. Over.
Oh, okay. So it looks pretty good up there.
I knew
so,
they couldn't leave Nucal.
Yeah. David said, he knew you couldn't leave Nucal. It is a good spot to be. All right, so you're on your way and you'll be getting into Port Vila today. Is that what I understood?
Yes, that is correct. We have about 30 miles to go, over.
Oh, okay. And his report on good conditions was accurate where you are. What is it like, over?
Yes, sir, we're accurate. We're, about 17 knots southeast. Mostly sort of overcast, but some of the sky, a few little swamps here and there, and seas are about 1.5 meters over.
Oh, sounds good. Alrighty, so good passage there.
They're underneath the broken trough.
David says you're underneath the broken trough. Which is looks.
See,
yeah, I
going.
See these port really. Yeah, it's just a little bit coming and going. So it looks like it will be a good day. Alrighty, thanks for that, and we'll pop you back in the system. Thanks, Ron, for that, but they came in pretty well. Alrighty, well, we'll clear with you for the entire weekend, folks. By the time we get back again, there'll be a lot of boats juggling for positions out there in the ocean. Have a good trip, you guys that are all leaving today, and we'll be looking forward to following the AIS over the weekend to see where you all are. So, unless there's anything else, we'll wish you a very good weekend, and we will be back again Monday morning. If anybody is sending in a report to YIT, you might want to just CC us in case things are a little bit wrong, but that's up to you. I'm sure you've tested it out and got it working, but our email address is weather@ghradio.co.nz. But just make sure that you've registered your at sea email on the YIT site, otherwise it won't recognize you, and hopefully all will be well. And we certainly, just a reminder, we definitely cover weather for any boats that we know where they are. We check all that up early in the morning. So there you have it. We'll be back again Monday morning. Cheers, everybody. Joshua and David, Gulf Harbour Radio, and we're clear. The frequency's all yours.
Gulf Harbour, Gulf Harbour, Trigger.
Well, you're booming in again.